And good afternoon. It's 4:01. I'm Mark Rumsey with this 90.7 WFAE special news update. Former Charlotte Mayor Patrick Cannon has agreed to plead guilty to one public corruption charge. He's scheduled to appear in court tomorrow morning. The Department of Justice says Cannon accepted at least $50,000 in bribes in exchange for political help with real estate deals. WFAE's Lisa Miller and Ben Bradford join me now to discuss what kind of time the former mayor is facing and new documents that shed more light on the investigation. Lisa, let's begin with you. How long will Cannon spend in prison under the terms of this plea agreement?
The Department of Justice suggests he served between 5 and 6 years based on sentencing guidelines, and that could have knocked a couple years off his sentence if this case had gone to trial. Now, a judge doesn't have to abide by this. A judge could increase or reduce that sentence, but that's not likely to happen here.
And what do we know about what prosecutors are getting in exchange for suggesting a lighter sentence for the former mayor?
Well, Cannon has agreed to talk and basically name names. The plea agreement says he has to turn over all information he may have relating to this public corruption investigation. He may even have to testify in court against other defendants. If it comes out that he did anything else criminal, he can't be prosecuted for that.
Certainly sounds like prosecutors think that Cannon has some valuable information.
Yes, it certainly does. He's likely already passed on a lot of that information to even get a plea offer. The other thing about Cannon's plea agreement is that it makes you start wondering about the other cases prosecutors are building in this investigation. Here's Sam Buell's thoughts on that. He's a former federal prosecutor now teaching at Duke Law School.
You have to, weigh... should we give the mayor, who, was the top guy in the city and took bribes, a cooperation agreement here? Well, only if we think we can make some really important corruption cases that otherwise wouldn't get made. So, I mean, that tends to make me think that he would have some fairly significant information.
All right, let's turn to WFAE's Ben Bradford now. Ben, you reported after Cannon's arrest in March that other investigations are ongoing. Do we have a sense of what prosecutors are still looking into?
We don't have anything definitive other than that the Department of Justice has admitted as much. But I think there are some clues. I mean, remember, it was a years-long FBI sting operation that led to Cannon's arrest, and they didn't start looking out at him first, but rather at the Charlotte business community. We've heard allegations from some taxicab companies that they were forced to pay if they wanted access to the Charlotte Douglas airport route. And both my colleague Tom Bullock and the Charlotte Observer have looked into those allegations before. One owner told Tom that the FBI had interviewed him, and the airports reopened that contract for another look.
Well, there are two new documents released from the U.S. Attorney's Office today. What are they telling us?
Yeah, the bill of information, which contains the corruption charge against Cannon, includes a story of a businessman bribing Cannon. And it's the first, basically, thing outside of the FBI sting operation accusation. Basically, the Blue Line extension is going to interfere with the owner of a strip club's property. And the owner needs zoning changes and pays Cannon $2,000 to help him, including setting up meetings with CATS officials and calling up another city councilman. The owner and business's names aren't mentioned in the documents, but I think we have a sense of who that is. The location matches up with a place called Twin Peaks in the university area, and that would make the other councilman who Cannon helped set up the meeting with, Michael Barnes, who's now the mayor pro tem. Barnes says the city's asked him not to comment, and I should stress the documents in no way implicate him in any wrongdoing. The owner of Twin Peaks is a man named David Bockham, and Bockham was a longtime board member of the Greater Charlotte Hospitality and Tourism Alliance, whose leaders some of the cab companies have accused of demanding bribes in the whole taxi thing. And Bockham also donated $4,000 to a political action committee that gave the money under the table to former state representative Jim Black. And before Cannon, that was probably the area's biggest political scandal. Anyway, there's a whole series of connections between these people that we're seeing. For instance, Bockham has also contributed to Councilman Barnes. And these are, again, just connections. The FBI hasn't made any accusations, though.
All right. Somewhat complex. We've got just a few seconds left here, Ben. Anything else we should know at the moment?
I think the last thing that's interesting is just in the documents, there we get some more detailed conversations between Cannon and city officials. Again, no particular accusations or allegations, but we get a little more insight that there may be more happening.
All right. WFAE's Ben Bradford and Lisa Miller, and we will continue to follow this developing story through the afternoon during All Things Considered here on WFAE.